Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 16th of December. 3 years ago, in recognition of riding his first ever Grand National winner, AP McCoy won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award. Yesterday, Sunday, the 18 times champion jockey over jumps had to settle for third place at the awards ceremony in Leeds, behind British Lions rugby player Lee Halfpenny, who was in second place, and the winner Andy Murray, who became the first British player for 77 years to win the Wimbledon men's singles title at the iconic tennis venue in July. It's been another wonderful year for AP McCoy, who last month passed the 4,000 winner mark as he closes in on his 19th consecutive title. There was some good racing action at Doncaster last Saturday, with Fox Norton winning the Grade 2 Summit Juvenile Hurdle to advertise his credentials for the JCB Triumph Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival in March. He's trained in Devon by Nick Williams, and he defeated the odds-on favourite Royal Irish Hussar, who was a well-beaten third. Knight in Milan won the main handicap chase at Doncaster for Saltburn trainer Keith Reevely, with his son James in the saddle. Knight in Milan could well return to Doncaster next month for the Skybet Chase on Saturday the 25th of January. At Cheltenham on Saturday, the new one gave notice of his champion hurdle aspirations when he landed the international hurdle. The new one and recent fighting fifth hurdle winner at Newcastle, My Tent or Yours, are set to clash in the Grade 1 Christmas hurdle at Kempton Park on Boxing Day. There's racing tomorrow, Tuesday, at Catterick, a seven-race programme at the North Yorkshire track, which begins at 10 past 12. The aforementioned AP McCoy has four rides. Lord of Drums, a winner last week at Musselburgh, can follow up in the handicap chase at 10 past 1, ridden by Craig Nicol. While recent Carlisle winner Gulf Punch, the mount of Jason Maguire, looks to part in the handicap hurdle contest at 10 past 2. Ascot and Haydock Park stage some big pre-Christmas races at their meetings on Saturday, and Ascot top staying hurdlers take part in the Long Walk Hurdle, a Grade 1 contest, while the Ladbroke Handicap Hurdle over 2 miles should be a very competitive affair. Quick Jack and Rolling Star are both prominent in the anti-post betting market, so Matagal, a winner at Wetherby just over a year ago, is my tentative selection after finishing second to Del Arca in the Greatwood Hurdle last month at Cheltenham. The Tommy Whittle Handicap Chase is featured at Haydock Park, while at Newcastle on Saturday, the main race is the Northumberland Chase. Next Monday, I'll be previewing the inaugural Go Racing Yorkshire Winter Festival, which begins at Wetherby on Boxing Day, a day which could see the Grand National winner Aurora's Encore make his seasonal debut at the West Yorkshire track. Enjoy your racing.